Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. A lot of topics to dive into. Mariano Rivera will join us, the greatest closer of all time. We'll check in with the former Patriot, Jason McCourty, now works for the NFL Network. Chris Mannix will update us on the Celtics side of things when it comes to the Kevin Durant to Boston possibility for Jaylen Brown. Phone number 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch this program for free. We could never charge you for it. Say hello to iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the nearly 400 cities around America that take this program. Thank you. No word on Deshaun Watson. Reached out to a source this morning, in fact, about 15 minutes ago, and I said, any update? And he said, no. And I said, is there any possibility that the judge is talking to the NFL Players Association and the NFL, almost like a three-way deal, brokering a deal to say, this is the number I'm going to come up with. Is that a number that everybody's going to be satisfied with? That was my take on it, not my source. And my source said, no. The judge will rule, and the judge is on her own when it comes to this. Then you'll have the fallout. If the NFL decides to appeal or not, the NFL Players Association representing Deshaun Watson side of things, but given the timing of camps opening up and everybody's in camp starting today, I don't know if she has to adhere to, cares to adhere to a schedule that relates to the NFL, the Cleveland Browns, and Deshaun Watson. But that's the only update I have on Deshaun Watson, and that's to say I don't have an update on Deshaun Watson. And I thought we would have one late last week, and I don't know what else she's factoring in, because how long has it been since she's had all this information? And if you're going to write an opinion on this, how long does that take? Not a lawyer, don't want to play one on TV or radio, but just the layman's side of things or approach to this is, why is it taking so long? But the Browns camp opens today, and Deshaun Watson's still in limbo here. The question is not if he'll be suspended. The question is for how long. My source did say that the NFL holding out for an indefinite suspension, but knowing that it might be in that 2-8 game window. So that's where we stand. Seton will have a poll question for you coming up. We got our play of the day, a couple of stats of the day. They're always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Kyler Murray's situation certainly got a little more interesting because we looked at the contract extension, and a few things came to mind. It was like, okay, I guess Arizona looked at this and said, we're not going to do better. We like him. He has potential here. There's growth there, upside. And trying to find somebody to replace him, or if you franchise tag him, whatever your game plan is going to be. Kyler Murray is an exciting player. He makes you relevant. But then you start to find out the details of the contract. And I didn't know if he was going to get something closer to Deshaun Watson, where you're going to get all guaranteed. Well, that didn't happen. But it's a $230 million contract extension that he got. And with that kind of money, you expect superstar stats, results, postseason results. And then there was an addendum that was released yesterday that I think embarrassed both Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, because it had to do with he has to have mandatory 4 hours of independent study, basically saying, hey, you can't just get by on your talent. You have to have 4 hours where you're actually going to study the game plan. You're going to study film. And he famously came out, this was a profile in the New York Times last year, where he said, I think that I was blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and just see it before it happens. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film. I don't sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game, because in my head, I see so much. He has an independent study clause.
Yeah, but I mean, 40 hours a week is a lot of study to do, though.
It's four.
Four.
Oh, four.
Four
hours a week.
4 hours.
And you better not be playing PlayStation while you're doing it.
Are you doing World of Warcraft in there?
Now, Kyle, you're supposed to be studying your tape. Are you doing that, or are you on your iPad?
If you're Arizona, it has to make you a little uncomfortable with Murray that you give him all this money, but then you say, here's the caveat. You need to study. How are they monitoring him? And you know what came to mind? Michael Vick, 10 years ago, I'd probably have a ring if I studied more. Michael Vick. Those are his words. Now, I can make the comparison of the style of quarterback that they are, and that's instinctive, that's reactionary, that ability to be able to run as well as pass, and maybe he feels like I can improvise. Johnny Manziel, famously, did the same thing. He didn't study. He thought, I'm Johnny Manziel. Let's go out here and figure it out. We'll draw up a play in the dirt. Well, you see how that worked for Johnny Manziel. You can't outsmart. You really have to work. You can't just go, I don't know, just kind of improvise here. No, you have to work. In college, you can do it. Michael Vick in college was unbelievable at Virginia Tech. Kyler Murray was brilliant at Oklahoma. Well, when you get to the NFL, those guys over there get paid too. And they're studying you. And that's what Kyler Murray has to understand. You can have all the God-given ability. Yes, Eden.
It's 4 hours. I mean, that to me sounds like the bare minimum. That's not even an hour a day to study film. I mean, I've never been a football player. I've certainly never been a quarterback, but that sounds like the bare minimum to ask somebody before you hand them $230 million.
Yeah, I was surprised that it got leaked, because it's the actual addendum to the contract that Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network got. He cut and pasted what was in his contract. Well, who gave it to him? I mean, that's embarrassing.
Who is it more embarrassing for?
Well, I understand Kyler Murray's approach, where Kyler Murray say, this is how I do it. They know I've done it this way. Arizona, I think it's embarrassing, because somehow that contract got out. Also, it got out and you still gave him this kind of contract. That I find really interesting. That you have this contract and you go, in spite of all this, you don't study, but we want to give you $230 million. Paul.
Kyler Murray's in his fourth year. At what point did it go from a conversation where, hey, man, you got to study more on your own time when you're at home, independent study away from the facility, to lawyers have to write up an addendum because that's how serious? I'm not making a joke. This can't be the first time this was brought up. This probably was brought up in the past years. And he said, we're at the point now where we have to write it in your contract. And if you read Clause 3, for avoidance of any doubt, players shall not receive any credit for independent study with respect to time periods where material is being displayed on an iPad, but other devices are being used, your phone, watching television, playing video game, and browsing the internet. They have a clause in there that says, I don't know if they're going to track him, but almost like an honor system that you can't be watching Scarface and have you know, plays on the screen.
Well, he's probably doing video games or social media, but who's monitoring this now? Is Big Brother going to give him a tablet that says, we're going to monitor you, and you must give us 4 hours every week to study?
The last line of the whole thing is heavy. In the event player breaches the addendum in any respect at any time during the contract, players shall be deemed in default of the contract.
Like, dude, just pay attention for an hour and not play video games.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, it's not a good look for anybody here. But the fact that it ended up with the NFL Network and Ian Rapoport, that's not a good look for the Cardinals. Now, whatever or whoever his sources are, it's not a good look. That, hey, we like you. Here's a contract here. Can you study a little bit here? Just, and look, maybe Kyler Murray is, maybe he learns differently. Maybe, you know, he has a problem with learning or studying. Maybe this was an issue that goes back to high school, where he just said, hey, I get out there and I make things happen. And I understand that. But at some point, you start to slow down. They're still fast on the other side. And then you have to outthink somebody. Every great quarterback, you got to outthink them. I don't care who it is. At some point, you can't just go, let's go backyard. Just give me the ball. I'll figure it out. Yeah, Todd.
I could wink at the required study thing if they feel like there's concern there that he's not doing enough homework to prepare. But him and his agent, they have to demand that they find out, you know, who leaked that. That's just, it's humiliating, it's embarrassing, and I don't know how they can just stand pat. I'm wondering what's going on behind closed
doors. Well, what are you
going to do? For something like that to get out.
Well, who's going to tell you anything? Like, are they going to do an internal investigation here to find out?
It's ridiculous that we would find that. It was bad enough, like, when we were finding out, like, the Wonderlic scores, but this, to me, is, like, on a whole other level that they're basically accusing him that he doesn't prepare properly.
Yeah, Marv.
If you're Kyler's agent, like, what did you say to, did you just have to go along with it? Or just say, like, no, you put this in my client's contract?
Well, it's
crazy.
A legal document.
Yeah, that sounds nuts.
You had to sign this. His agent had to see that. You put it in writing. Like, that's one of those where you go, hey, part of this deal is, you know, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're getting together with this person and you're going to spend an hour doing it. Like, you could do that without putting it in writing. I mean, there are a lot of embarrassing tentacles attached to this. You put it in writing. Yeah, Paul.
And I can see the GM saying that, hey, we want you to study more, 4 hours independent study. And the agent goes, you betcha. Puts his hand out for the handshake. No.
Sure.
You're signing a piece of paper that says you're going to study.
Yeah,
you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Done deal. No. Here's the addendum. All good.
I made the same deal with my parents.
Okie doke.
Like, you study. I will. And then you come home and you got C's. And yeah, I studied. Yeah, Marv.
So that wasn't in writing with Mr. and Mrs. Patrick?
No, it was not. Thank God it wasn't in writing. Should have been.
Mom, you got it.
They trusted me. Try to get fit this summer. Get M-Drive Boost and Burn. Burn fat, boost energy, support healthy testosterone, clinically tested ingredients. And for my listeners, you get the first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn. Only $5. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. Yeah, so the fact that it got leaked, and then you realize that Kyler Murray has gotten to this point based off just improvising, you know, not film study. And I think that's why I went back and I wanted to see, you know, Michael Vick famously did not do game film. The Falcons knew this. They gave him tapes. They gave him tapes that were sealed, and they wanted to see if they were unsealed after the game that they played. He gave him back. He hadn't watched him. And now, you know, 10 years ago, he said, I'd have a ring on my finger if I'd studied. I don't care how good you are. All the greats in all the sports. At some point, you have to outthink somebody. And Kyler Murray, now the upside you might say if you're the Arizona Cardinals is, wow, he did this without studying? What's he going to be like with those extra 4 hours? I'm sure that's going to make it into the highlights during the regular season. Whoa.
4 hours a week.
My God. You
four
got
hours.
They wanted six, and his age did a great job and got him down to four.
Yeah.
That's good work.
Yeah.
They wanted six. They said two.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll do four.
But you know what's going to happen in September, Dan. The Cardinals will start out slow. Kyler Murray's in his head, spending too much time watching tape, not enough time doing what he did before, and just winging it.
No. Is he watching film? Question mark. Phone calls on this topic, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com.
You should get, like, PlayStation has an endorsement right now or something.
Ooh. Madden. Yeah. Yeah. Netflix. Now, this is when Kyler Murray takes over for Baker Mayfield Jr. III with Hulu. Hey, when I'm not studying, I love to watch Hulu. He famously didn't prepare for the interview that I did with him in Atlanta at the Super Bowl. Hey, you made a decision? Wait, it's like I surprised him with these questions.
You know? At some point, I think he said, like, do I need to ask your dad?
I did. I yelled across the room to his father because he wouldn't answer it. I was like, when's he make his decision? Can he answer a question? Oh, boy.
I wonder how much that addendum was, like, cost. Because I bet it wasn't thrown in there at the last minute for free. Oh, an extra 4 hours of work?
That's going to cost you?
That's going to be $15 million. Mm. Okay.
All right. Camps are open for business. Still no word on Deshaun Watson. We'll come up with a poll question, and we're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Link Soul has you ready to go this summer in a variety of ways. They got a great summer collection at linksoul.com. We love that you've taken us up on the offers there. They had a great sale last week. It was the Seton O'Connor sale, birthday sale. Seton's birthday week still going on. But Link Soul has some really interesting approaches to their fabrics. They have a specifically designed fabric to be moisture wicking, quick drying, and they use laser technology to add precision cut perforations that gives you maximum airflow. In other words, you're going to be cool and you're going to be cool, literally, because the Boardwalker AC short, the Saturday workout short, or the classic chino, the AC technology that comes with that comes in every style that you need. Temperatures aren't going down anytime soon, so you should be comfortable. Link Soul's Boardwalker AC collection keeps you cool everywhere you go. See the entire summer collection at linksoul.com. That's LinkSoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Play of the day coming up. We'll settle on our poll question, by the way. DanPatrick.com. Penny's Bang Biscuits. We got two different sizes for your puppy. The bite-sized treats, perfect rewards during training sessions or anytime you want to thank your puppy for good behavior. And the biscuits are handmade from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry. Very proud of what we've done with that. Phone calls are welcome. A lot of people fired up about what the Cardinals did with Kyler Murray. I checked with a longtime agent during the commercial break, and I said, have you ever heard of somebody putting that in a contract? And the agent said, no, I'd never agree to that because it makes my client look bad. And that's what the Cardinals have done with Kyler Murray. But it also makes the Cardinals look bad that, hey, we're going to give you all this money. Could you study just a little bit here? This is year 4 in the NFL. I could see where you come in your first 2 years and you're like, hey, I got this thing figured out. Once you get in 4, 5, 6 years, that's when you start to look at the process and go, I got to put in more time. I have to set the example. I'm the quarterback. But I did have somebody say to me who's with the NFL and said, hey, if he's this good without studying, how good is he going to be when he does study? And I said, well, there's no guarantee he's going to study. And how do you monitor this? Yes, Eden.
There was a lot of people on social media pointing out, too, there was the Jamarcus Russell blank tapes story where the Raiders gave Jamarcus Russell blank tapes to see if he was doing his study right. He's like, oh, yeah, I watched them. Yeah, I watched them. Like, dude, they're blank.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I watched them. Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Your kids are brushing their teeth. All right, did you brush your teeth? Yes. And then you go in there and you check the toothbrush and go, there's no water on here. Yeah, I dried it off. I brushed my teeth a while ago. Paul in Iowa leads us off in this topic. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Oh, Seton, you stole my first thought right when I heard about this story. I was like, that sounds like Jamarcus Russell. Like, maybe he'd been telling them he'd watch things and he's not. So as somebody who had a dad that grew up as a teenager where my dad would write contracts of things I need to get done in order to be rewarded, to have money to go out with my friends and things like that. What does it take to get to this point? It makes me feel like they were watching him all last year on plane rides, not looking over film afterwards to check his mistakes. Or even worse, maybe he doesn't know parts of the playbook. But the best part is, I can't wait to see if the Cardinals ask the NFL if he doesn't have to be in Oculus commercials anymore so he can focus less on video game stuff and game film.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. Yeah, you wonder, the Cardinals going into this negotiation, if how important this was that you're going to put it in the contract, because now you can void the contract. I mean, this is not, I don't know if you could actually void it, but lawyers could kind of figure this out, but it's in there. I just wouldn't have put anything in writing that says, hey, you basically don't study. You've got to commit to your craft. We're giving you $230 million contract. About $200 million guaranteed or $175 million guaranteed. Can you put in a little extra time here? And if you look at the second half of the season, when you face a team the second time, how does Kyler Murray do? Like it's just a process. I mean, it's boring at times, but then there are guys who just eat it up that they love it. But then there are a lot of guys that need to do that. They don't have the gift of being able to run. They can't improvise. They can't make something out of nothing. That you really have to do your homework here. Gillette in North Carolina. Hey, Gillette.
Good morning, gentlemen. First of all, Seton, what is on the front of your shirt there, man? I can't make it out. Anyway, simple. I teach Zoom classes part-time. I'm a retired teacher. You simply test the young man every week. You test him on the material that he has supposedly watched. And if he fails, he's in violation of the contract. And talking about looking bad, his interview with you, Dan, sealed my impression of him forever. I don't like the young man.
Thank you, Gillette. I don't think you get to this point where you're going to have a pop quiz with your starting quarterback. Like, everybody's got to get ready for an opponent. I mean, in college, I understand where you can probably – Kyler Murray could go out there with the Oklahoma offense and probably go, hey, let's just kind of make it up as we go along here. Manziel did it, famously did that at Texas A&M. Made it up. Can't do that in the NFL. If somebody as talented, as athletic as Michael Vick is saying 10 years ago, if I had done more homework, I'd have a Super Bowl ring. Yeah, Marv.
Kyler seems like one of those guys that did their homework on the school bus on the way to school.
Mm.
Like, you know what, Saturday night. All right, what, guys, I can't play. I can't play. I got to study.
Yeah. Robert in California. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. 6'3" handicap. I'm not giving my weight. Hey, I want to know, and I want to know your opinion on this. What happens in the future with other contracts from obviously immature kids coming out of college? Because that's what he is. He proved it on your show years ago that he has to have, you know, a calendar with stars. These kids come out, want to be treated like grown A men, and then they don't act like it. What happens when these kids come out that are obviously immature and these teams go, shoot, we did it with Kyler. Let's put some contract language into there to make sure that this kid either shows up or leaves.
Yeah, I don't know if any other agent is going to say, all right, put it in writing. They may say, hey, you know what? It's up to you guys. You're his coaches, that you bring him in and we have more film study, or that you want him in earlier. But I don't, like, I checked with somebody with the Players Association and I said, have you ever seen a contract like this? And the person I talked to said, nope. And then followed up by saying, I'm shocked that the agent would allow that in a contract. Written in a contract here. Drew in Ohio. Hi, Drew.
5'10", 195. This is a real honor, guys. You know, it's hard for me to believe the Cardinals didn't do this on purpose for two reasons. One, they took their time giving him the money, so they had some reservations, clearly. And two, as a way to say, okay, here's your money, but we're putting the onus and responsibility publicly on you. Is there any chance this was intentional?
Yeah, I think they set it up. I think the leak was intentional, and I think they're basically setting him up that if it doesn't go well, it's on him. Yeah, Seton.
Then why give him the contract in the first place if you're immediately going to set him up afterwards?
Paulie?
Here's why they had to give him the contract. The NFL now, you're not in position to move on from an above-average quarterback. You can't do it. I mean, the Alex Smith Mahomes thing's away. The Arizona Cardinals were 3-13 before he showed up. They were 11-6 last year. I know they didn't finish well, but Kyler Murray's made them a relevant franchise and a competitive franchise. And what are you going to do, start over and just move on like the Tampa did with Jameis Winston? There's no Tom Brady out there to add.
Yeah,
but why put this poison pill out into the media?
Well,
then?
That
doesn't make any sense from the Cardinals' standpoint.
It feels like we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Like we have to because he's here and he's talented. But we would like for him to commit. We want everybody to know that, hey, if it doesn't work out, that, you know, there's blame on his part that he didn't study.
I mean, if you're his teammate right now, right, and you walk in and this dude's got all of this money and you're like, hey, man, but by the way, don't forget to do the bare minimum of work.
Yeah, no.
While these other dudes are grinding like that. No way. Why would you do that?
Jason in Ohio. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan. Morning. Hey, you guys might be like looking at this the wrong way. If he's playing video games and he's playing Madden, man, the whole Cardinals like playbook is right on there. Maybe he's just studying a different way.
Thank you, Chase. Maybe so. Maybe if they just said, give me 4 hours of Madden every week. But the fact that it's leaked is the interesting part of this, and it's in a contract. By the way, Hard Knocks, mid-season, Arizona Cardinals. How about that? What do you think you do with the opening scene? Kyler Murray on his couch with an iPad, and then the camera is on him from the front where you're not sure what he's watching, and then all of a sudden you go behind and he's playing like Angry Birds or something. See what I did with that, Todd? Cardinals, Angry Birds.
That's clever. That's clever.
Thank you.
Loop.
You weren't even listening, were you?
I was half listening.
Okay.
At least he's honest.
What half?
They have to count. Okay. They have to kind of process.
All I'm asking for you to do is 3 hours of homework.
Not asking a lot.
Yeah, that's it.
That's fair. It's in the contract anyway, so I kind of have to.
Have you been working on your Kyler Murray impersonation there, Seton?
I'm not really sure why that's favorite, but he just, whenever I remember like hearing him do interviews or something, it's almost always like a butthead kind of. Hey, so what do you, yeah.
When did you guys realize I was in trouble when I was interviewing Kyler Murray at the Super Bowl a few years ago in Atlanta? Because remember, we were throwing the football around. Everybody was having fun.
Had some zip to it, too.
Oh, we did. That's where I laughed when a scout said, well, he doesn't have that strong arm. I'm like, I think you should be on the other end of those passes there. He was shorter than I thought. But I did say, hey, we're going to throw the football. And he goes, no, I'm not going to throw the football. I said, oh, come on. We're going to throw. Everybody's throwing the football. And then I had to tell him all the other quarterbacks that were throwing the football. He goes, all right. And then he started to have some, you know, competitive juices flowing. He was zinging it a little bit. And then I thought, all right, we're doing okay here. Dad was omnipresent. Like, Dad was there, and there was a little bit of an entourage. What I didn't realize is Rich Eisen had taped an interview with Kyler Murray right before that, just down the hall. So Kyler was prepped for what you were going to ask. And then I see Rich Eisen after my interview, and he goes, yeah, I should have told you, Kyler wasn't a good guest. And I'm like, oh, really? Wasn't a good guest? How about one of the worst we've ever had? And that's saying a lot. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, that was Atlanta Super Bowl week, and the biggest story that week was the mystery of will he go football or baseball. And the mock drafts were coming out that said he would be top five if he went football, which really changed the tone of the story. Everyone thought he would go with the A's, and football was just a pipe dream. I do remember in our morning meeting that day, we said, we're going to stick with this topic until he gives us something.
Yeah.
And sometimes people just, once an athlete shakes you off, you're like, okay, talk about Oklahoma's recruiting. You know, we decided we were going to stay with it until he answered us.
But I thought he'd at least give me something that allowed me to move on. Because, you know, I said, what's your first love, baseball or football? He couldn't even answer that. Because I think he loves baseball. I think he's really good at football. That's what I've thought all along. I just think there are certain guys who are really good at sports, but that doesn't mean they love it. And I know that may not compute with some people, but there are players, athletes, where you go, I don't know if they really love. Because when you love it, you consume it. It's all-encompassing. You want to be there. Like you want to eat up that playbook. You want to watch game film. Like it's your life. It's everything. But then there are other guys that are like, yeah, just passing through. Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
We have a clip from that interview when you asked him which he loved more, baseball or football.
There it is. Thank you.
Back to you.
Then I knew I was in trouble. I thought, you know, that's not a difficult question.
There was one.
And the funny thing is, we had Kyler back on maybe a year and a half ago.
He was really good. He poked fun at himself.
We had a lot of fun with him a year and a half ago. We interrupted his study session.
Yes, we did.
Totally threw him off course that day.
4 hours. 4 hours.
Damn.
You don't have to study much tape in baseball, though, I guess. Maybe that should have been the...
Actually, you do. I mean, those guys do a lot of tape study.
I don't know.
They do.
Not if you can rake like Kyler.
Yeah, not like that. He's got the...
I got the cognitive skills here, whatever he said. Oh, damn. You know, you come in and you go, I don't know what we're going to talk about today.
Four hours a week.
This was yesterday. And all of a sudden, I saw this story and I went, oh, that's tomorrow. Yep, we're good. Let's get in the layup line here. going to be shooting layups all day with the Kyler Murray situation. Brandon in Virginia. Then we'll take a break, settle on our poll question. Got a play of the day. By the way, Seton is wearing a Link Soul t-shirt. It's available at linksoul.com.
Yeah, Goat Hill.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Cardinals fan called last week. I think what you just said is very intentional, right? Like, I've been a Cardinals fan since 2004, and I do not remember the media outlets covering us this much since maybe our Super Bowl run in 08, 09. Think about before the draft, the talk was Kyler Murray. He's not happy. He's going to get traded. Now we see Kyler Murray signed a contract extension. That dominated the headlines last week. And now today and, you know, for most of this week, this is going to be talking about what's in the contract. And what you mentioned earlier, we're on hard knocks this year. So all this media coverage is doing great for the Cardinals. Like, you know, people say there's no such thing as bad publicity, good publicity or bad, as long as you're covered. We weren't covered. Now everyone's talking about us. And then go lead right into the season when they've got hard knocks. So maybe it's intentional. Who knows?
Brandon, do you feel comfortable with what the Cardinals did with Kyler Murray as a Cardinal fan?
I mean, no, but I guess it's better than nothing. At least they can say we have a quarterback who's going to put time and effort into it. Kind of like what you were saying earlier, if this guy is doing these great things without putting intentionality and studying, maybe this will take him to the next level. But yeah. I don't know how they're going to monitor it.
So. I just don't think they trust him. Thank you, Brandon. I just think that you have to have a monitor, hall monitor there. You know, when you do that study, whenever you'd go into a study hall – and you'd have, you'd have to have the sign-in sheet there, and then you'd have the teacher walking around checking to see if you're studying there. Meanwhile, I'm playing that football with the, you kind of twist up the paper and you kick field goals
with it.
Yeah, I'd be doing that stuff. Yeah, Seton.
I get, you know, having somebody or a couple of people on staff to be like, hey, let's make sure that these dudes don't get in any trouble because they're young, they've got millions of dollars, and that's, you know, people get in trouble for that. But to be like, now, wait a minute, are you playing video games or are you really studying? That is crazy.
It's in the language there.
That is crazy.
Yeah, Morph.
Kyle, are you upstairs? Are you studying? Huh? Turn that iPad off.
What do I smell?
Yes, Todd.
Does he have to print out some kind of required training certificate to prove with the little trophy that shows that he actually did the four?
Did you finish there?
I'm finished.
Oh, okay. Let's take a break here. Play of the day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
And India cranks it high and very deep. Left field, way back there. Grand slam, Jonathan India. Into the second deck and left. India's sixth home run of the year is grand. And the Reds lead it 10-2.
Courtesy of the Reds. That's the Reds Radio Network. 700 WLW, play of the day. Reds have won 9 of their last 13. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Simply Safe. Everybody should have a home field advantage. Safest place on earth for every family. That's why I use and recommend Simply Safe. Advanced whole home security puts your family's safety first. Get 20% off with interactive monitoring today at SimplySafeDan.com. NFL.com. We've been talking a lot about Kyler Murray. He signed that $230 million contract extension last week. That includes the addendum that he studies 4 hours per week during the season. In the Super Bowl era, 12 quarterbacks have thrown at least 70 touchdown passes in their first three NFL seasons. Three quarterbacks have rushed for at least 20 touchdowns. Kyler Murray is the only quarterback to have accomplished both.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
He's a smart player. You don't see him take big hits, but at some point, your preparation is, well, it should be, and it should have been. But, it, you know, he was a high school legend in Texas. And if you watch what he did, you know, with his game film, if you look at his highlight reel, he basically did whatever he wanted to do whenever he wanted to do it. I'm going to guess he wasn't watching game film back then. He probably didn't even know the opponent he was playing against. Oklahoma, he gets there, and then we don't even know if he's an NFL talent. And then all of a sudden we realize he's going up the draft boards. And then I got a heads up that said, hey, you know what? He loves baseball, but he's playing football if he's going to be taken in the top 10. And so I went into the interview with him knowing this from an NFL scout that I trust. So I said that to him. I said, you know, I'm hearing that if you're a top 10 pick, you're going to play football. And he didn't want to answer anything that pertained to that story, that topic, zero. But I think as we move forward in the NFL, like, who's helping him with his study habits? Because a lot of times what happens is you'll have a young quarterback and a veteran quarterback who's there to say, this is what you need to do. You know, Joe Montana had Steve DeBerg. Like, you have somebody who's going to be able to help you. And a lot of these young quarterbacks will lean on the veteran. The veteran's not going to threaten your job. He's there to help you prepare. And that's why you find a lot of these teams that bring in a quarterback that you go, he's not that good, but is he good at helping younger quarterbacks? And there are guys who stay in the NFL because they're very good at helping you prepare. And I don't know if Kyler Murray has had that. Is he going to have that? What role does Cliff Kingsbury, a former college quarterback, play in this? But it feels like you got to get into a routine that this is just how you prepare every single week. But I don't know, you know, he's going to be asked these questions at camp today. How's he going to answer those? Because somebody may say, do you feel embarrassed? How do you feel about this being made public? How many times did the team bring this up during the regular season last year or in the offseason before you got to the contract? This isn't going to slow down, I don't think, because the Arizona media and then the national media is going to want to ask questions, and rightfully so. I mean, this is, it may feel like a local story, but it's not. Jason in Arizona. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Jason, like you said, in Arizona, 5'7", 145. Awesome. Dude, I'm a long-time listener, long-time watcher. My whole family loves you guys. First and foremost, I've been a Cardinals fan since 88. I walked into Sun Devil Stadium when I was 10 years old, and I was like, oh, this is it. This is it. So I've been a fan forever. Watched all these quarterbacks come through the turnstiles. Neil Lomax, Tim Rosenbaugh, Tom Tupa, guys, you know, just average quarterbacks. And then we get, you know, Kurt Warners and Donovan McNabbs and Cobbs. Nobody had any game like this guy.
What's your point, Jace?
I think I'm down with the Cardinals doing this signing. I don't really care.
Yeah.
They're doing the CYA method. They're putting up the money. If he doesn't produce, it's on him. He needs to grow up. If he wants to be a professional athlete, he needs to grow up and be a man.
All right. Thank you, Jason. You're right. CYA covering your ass. Yeah, Paul.
Jason sounds like a guy who also doesn't spend 4 hours a week watching tape, you know what I mean? Just hanging out.
Well, I think he watches a lot of tape. If he's running down the list of Tom Tupa.
Stoney Case.
Tim Rosenbaum. Matt in San Diego. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Doing well. So I'm actually an attorney in San Diego, and I had a quick thought on the contract here. Mm-hmm. What I think is that usually these contracts have a notice provision. It'll say, you know, dear Tyler, we hereby say you're in breach. You have 30 days to cure it. But honestly, I think they just put this in here as something so later, if there's a dispute about the contract, they can point to this as a breach and then, you know, potentially not pay Tyler's money. But it's probably just an optical thing that they're not actually going to ever enforce. So that's it.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, but it's bad optics. Like, that should be something that is just stressed within the inner circle there. I mean, that's on Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff should be able to say to Kyler, we need to prepare more. The quarterback room needs to prepare better. We need to help you. Don't put it all on him, even though it is on him. But you have to say to him, we need to. They started out 7-0 last year. Then what happened? And I think take some of the embarrassment away from him and say, this is on us to study more. Even though you're really saying to him, and people have talked about his maturity, lack thereof. I mean, this isn't a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise. When you have talent, it's the great elixir. It erases everything. Because Johnny Manziel got through college where we're like, damn, look at that. And then he tried it in the pros, and we went, that ain't going to work here. And all Kyler Murray has to do is reference Michael Vick, who said, if I would have put in more time, I'd have a Super Bowl ring. More on this coming up. One more item. We close out hour one. I always talk about good defense, winning championships. What about defense at home? A home field advantage, literally, your home turf. Your home should be the safest place on earth. Your family, taking care of everything, your valuables. It's why we have Simply Safe, and we recommend it. Your home, your family safety comes first. Simply Safe, comprehensive protection, not only against intruders and burglaries, but also hazards like flooding or fires. 24/7 professional monitoring. The Simply Safe agent will take action moment a threat is detected. Also, they use proprietary video verification, so they monitor what's going on in order to find out if they can get a higher priority 911 dispatch. So they confirm the threat in order to get that. You're probably looking at $1 a day, no long-term contracts, no hidden fees. Perfect system for your home. You customize it. SimplySafeDan.com. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go today to SimplySafeDan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.